Morning. This meeting of the Rules Committee is called to order. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes from January 4th, 2023?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. Leader Damuth, would you care to introduce your guests?
Thank you, Majority Leader Long. This is my granddaughter, Hadley. She's going to spend this committee hearing with us for the first time, and she's working on an art project.
Welcome, Hadley. Sorry we don't have a nameplate for you, but glad you're at committee with us. Okay, so our first order of business for today is the roster, and we'll call up Director of Human Resources, Kelly Knight, to walk through our roster. Welcome to the committee, and please state your name and proceed.
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Kelly Knight. I'm the Director of HR for the House.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, you have before you the staff roster, and this is something that the Rules Committee approves at the beginning of every legislative biennium.
Are there questions on the roster? Representative Jordan.
Yes, I don't have those materials, Mr. Chair.
We'll go get your extras.
Thank you. False alarm.
Okay. We got it? Okay. Any other questions on the roster? All right, seeing none, I move approval of the roster. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the roster is adopted. Ms. Knight, we doing appointments at this point?
Yes, Mr. Chair. In your packets, members, you will see a report that is listed as appointments. And this is one of a series of reports, and it represents all of the appointments since the Rules Committee last approved the appointments.
Okay, any discussion to the appointments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the appointments, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The appointments are adopted. Next we have the change in status. Ms. Knight.
Mr. Chair and members, a similar report, the change in status report also represents all changes in status since the last time the Rules Committee approved this report.
Any discussion to the change in status report? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The change in status are adopted. And finally, I think we have the terminations.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair and members, the report termination report is also a similar report and represents all of the terminations that have occurred since the last time this committee approved it.
Any discussion to the termination report?
Mr. Chair.
Representative O'Neill.
Mr. Chair, thank you. So I don't see something that says termination. I'm wondering, is it the one that's that one? Okay. Yeah, okay, I didn't get it. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for making sure we're keeping track. Any discussions or questions to the terminations? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Terminations are approved. All right. And now we will be turning to two resolutions. And we'll keep you up there, Ms. Knight, for the first one. This is the resolution on remote work policy. We had taken this up at our last hearing, and there was a request from Representative Nash to have it to table it so that we could have more conversation. My understanding is that Representative Nash did connect with Mike Spiker and discuss the security protocol for our IT systems since our last meeting. So at this point, I will move the resolution on remote work policy and ask if there are any member questions. Ms. Knight, anything that you would like to add to the remote work policy from our discussion last time?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Seeing no questions, all those in favor of the resolution on remote work policy, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The resolution is adopted. And next we have the resolution on postage and digital constituent communications, and we'll bring down Lori, our Sergeant-at-Arms, Lori Hodapp, to discuss the resolution on postage and changes from previous iterations.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. I'm here to speak on 2023-R5C, the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration Resolution on Postage and Digital Constituent Communications. You're probably familiar with the prior rule that states members may elect to receive postage allotments. This change is listed on line 7. Members may elect to receive this allotment as 100% postage, 70% postage, and 30% digital constituent communication, or 50% postage and 50% digital constituent communications. What this does is add that digital component to this rule. All other items would remain the same. Questions?
Representative Bang.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So one quick question for you, Ms. Hodapp. Would that only allow a member to utilize their digital constituent communications in those three forms as they're listed on lines 7 and 8, or would they also be applicable to use 100% digital constituent communications upon request?
Ms. Hodapp. I can answer that if that would be helpful. So, we have three options that members can select, and this was this is a new thing for the House to be able to allow digital communications. We're trying to bring the communications policy up to modern communications techniques and approaches, but there was a request to try to make sure we didn't have a member-by-member allocation, which would be very difficult to track on the administrative side. And so at least for this session, the thought was we would try out three different options that members could select with a range, so that we, when we're tracking the allocation amounts for members, it's easier on the administrative side. Representative Engel, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, so with that, it says may right now, Mr. Chair. Is there, for clarifying purposes, would we want to amend that to say must, so that those three allocation amounts are instead listed?
I suppose a member could choose to receive no postage if they wanted. I don't know that any member has done that, but I think that's permissible under the current approach. Maybe I can explain a little bit how we would see this moving forward. So if we adopt this today, then there will be a form that will go around to all members where they can designate which level that they'd like to receive. And that form would be going out very quickly, so that we could get these disbursements to members and folks could start using their postage or digital allocations. I think we would have a deadline of sometime next week for members to get back to us with that allocation. So I think if a member, as we have it right now, if a member didn't make a selection on there, we have a default that they would be 100% postage, because that's the norm and it's what's been done in the past. But I suppose if a member told us that they wanted zero postage, they could do so under this current language.
Mr.
Leader
Chair.
Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Part of the clarification in asking is making sure that there wouldn't be an ability to use 100% in digital. And as it reads, we just want to make sure that is clarified also.
Yeah, my interpretation of the language is that it can only be used for these three allocation types.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm getting nods. Further questions? Can you, Ms. Hodapp, maybe explain the long paragraph on the second page starting at line 3, just how we will be tracking the digital communications allotment and what will be required of members if they choose to use digital communications, what we will be asking of them for each digital communication. Ms. Hodak.
Mr. Chair and committee members, Andrew Olson is present, and he is the member of our office who has traditionally tracked the postage. He will be tracking the use of the postage in the same manner, and then there will be a second option that he will do a very similar process of tracking the use of the digital communication. Each time that digital communication is accessed, used by a member, they will be required to submit a form. May I show the form, Chair? Called Digital Constituent Communications and Authorization. So this form would be filled out each time that that is used, and then it would be submitted to our office, and we would track that and keep on file for leadership's review what that communication looks like, and that would be a signature by the representative. Does that answer the question, Mr. Chair?
It does, and Ms. Hodak, that form won't need to be approved by the Rules Committee, but maybe you could read it to the committee since I don't think we have a copy in our package.
I certainly could, Mr. Chair. Committee
Thank you, Ms.
members.
Hodak.
I certify that the digital constituent communications material titled, whatever that may be, published on whatever venue that might be, on such and such a date, complies with all applicable policies of the House, including the House campaign activity policy, and will provide a copy of the materials to the Sergeant at Arms and a signature.
So that mirrors the language that we have in the resolution. And
Mr. Chair and committee members, that would be correct.
Thank you, Ms. Hodak. So that would be for any member that's submitting a digital ad, digital communication, they would certify that it's meeting the House rules, and they would be providing a copy to the Sergeant at Arms office, which would be available for review by majority and minority leadership. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Hodak, could you clarify on the first page, line 10, actually 9 and 10, the Speaker, Majority Leader, and Minority Leader each receive additional allotment of $2,112 in postage for that year. Will that also be split digital as listed in the rest of the breakdown of choices, or is that just in traditional postage?
Ms. Hodak. Maybe I can phone a friend. Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Chair, members, as I read this, that would be all postage.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? Representative Roth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 2, lines 3 and 4, it talks about the types of communications. We can use the digital for a website, social media platforms approved by the Speaker. I mean, is that anticipating people would buy advertisement? Like, most digital communication is free, right? So I'm just wondering what the inner, what maybe people would get their own websites now? Like, if you could explain how this might be used. Thank you.
Sure, happy to. Well, one example might be if they are having a town hall, might have a Facebook event where they invite constituents to. So this would permit a targeted promotion of the Facebook event. You can target to zip codes, for example. So that would be complying with any policies of the House for making sure you are communicating with constituents and not using these allocations to communicate with the general public or in any campaign method. So that would be one example of an appropriate use of this fund to promote a town hall to your constituents through a Facebook event. Further questions? Representative Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's really helpful. And if there's a violation, there doesn't seem to be a discussion of if someone, you know, makes a mistake, which I'm assuming may happen.
Yeah, I think it would be treated as any other violation of a House resolution or policy, which is that, there could be a conversation from leadership or if appropriate or referral to the Ethics Committee. But I think the goal would be to try to get members to comply with the policy with conversations with our with leadership. Representative Enge, did you have another question? I
saw Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, just one clarifying question on page 2, line 4, distribution of written materials in an electronic format. Does that include imaging or video? Would those be applicable so long as there is a receipt or a transcript of what it is that's being said in video form? Or
That's my interpretation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, and I think one question for Ms. Hodapp. So for the, just for members, I know there will be questions about this since this is new. When we are having members make requests for digital communications, like the example I gave for a promotion for a Facebook event for a town hall, it might be helpful for members to hear how that will be handled, what the procedure will be. Ms. Hodapp. Maybe.
That would be a question for our controller, Mr. Chair, and committee members.
Okay. Ms. Jewett. You could remind us who you are and go ahead with the question.
Mr. Chair, members, Barb Julek, a House controller. When a member is interested in placing a digital communication posting or whatever, I don't even know what they're called, but they would work with their media staff, and we've assigned, there will be a media contact in each caucus that you would work with this posting. They will help you place the posting. They will then communicate that it has occurred to Mr. Olson in the Sergeant at Arms office. They will also then, they're given a, the payment will be via kind of a house purchasing card payment, and then we'll get a record of that in budget and accounting so that we can make sure all our accounts are okay. They'll get a record of it in Sergeant at Arms office to make sure that everyone's tracking within their allotment. But you as a member would work directly with your media staff.
Further questions? Representative Hewitt.
So this policy would only pertain to us using our mail accounts, not if we decided to post something personal or pay for it personally, right?
So this only applies to the allotment that we have been traditionally received 100% as postage. Now there will be flexibility in terms of how that communication budget is allowed. But yeah, it's free to post most things on social media, and if you are, this won't apply to any, you know, personal or campaign choices. This is just for the allotment of this budget. Representative Hewitt.
Mr. Chair, yeah, my question is, if I decide to pay for the posting on my not my campaign, but on my political site, my official site, out of my own pocket, does this apply?
So you said political and official. You're talking about your official?
Official.
Your official account?
My state official site, yeah.
I don't know that there's any prohibition on using, I think you can pay for your own stamps if you wanted to do a mailing out of your pocket. I think you could also pay for your own digital communications on the official side. You, of course, still have to comply with House rules in terms of official side communications and campaign rules as well. Further questions? Okay. Well, before we vote on it, I just wanted to thank the hard work that went into getting this policy together, and thank Ms. Julek and Ms. Hodapp for and their teams for working on this. It's any change takes work and takes figuring out new systems and new methods to do it, but I think this is long overdue that we now are allowing members to use to understand that communications is not just letters and stamps anymore, but we are able to communicate with constituents in other ways. So really appreciate everybody's effort on this. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of adopting the resolution on postage, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
One opposed, the resolution is adopted. So I have one announcement for today, which is that we have posted and handed out a draft of the permanent rules. We're not going to be doing a hearing on those rules today, but wanted folks to have a chance to review them. We'll likely take those up the week after next in our committee, and we'll post when that hearing will be for members. We'll have a extended conversation on the permanent rules at that point. With that, there's no further business before the committee, and we are adjourned.